You led a pilgrimage to China and to a place advertised as the Cave of Hanshan. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's not Hanshan's cave.
Point blank, no.
It's not Hanshan's cave. There's,
That's
I
what it
mean,
said on
you
the
know,
tourist maps.
yeah, I know it says it. But also, you know, if you go a little further, a few kilometers further, it
There's
also
another
says,
one.
no, it says Hidden Valley. or Secret Cove. I mean, that's the thing about language. All the words are in the dictionary. You could say anything, you know. But the reason I say it's not Anshan's cave is that when Kaz and I got to the cave, we saw this huge, this gigantic cave. It was very exciting, really. I mean, we were really glad to be there. There's no way in the world that that cave matches the details of what Hanshan wrote about where he lived in the Tian Mountain, Tian Tai Mountain range. You know, I don't know, maybe he stayed there one night or something like that, but there was no way that he could build the hut that he built in that cave. There's no way that that cave, which was very, very close to what even in ancient times must have been a road of some kind. You know, Hanshan's cave is way, way back somewhere up in the in that mountain range, and so I don't believe that that was his cave. And one of the things Akaz said to me, we were standing there, was that if this was his cave, he would have been eaten by a tiger. It's huge. It's bigger than my house. I mean, it's gigantic. You know. So yeah, that's not Hanshan's cave. I don't see it for a moment. What is interesting, however, is that not far from Hanshan's site, there is a little nunnery that is being rebuilt by three Chinese Buddhist nuns. And that is up around and up in a twisting path, and there are many little caves back there. And on our pilgrimage, we went to that nunnery and met the abbess of the nunnery, and had a very sweet conversation with her. And we told her that we had come to Hanshan's cave, and she said, "Oh, let me show you this rock." And so we went to this rock. And we saw many little caves in the rock walls there. And she said, so what happened was that Hanshan was being chased by some people on horseback. And he came running to this rock. And when he got there, the rock opened. And Hanshan climbed inside the rock. And then the rock closed. And the horsemen couldn't find him. So the Hanshan legend is very, very strong. And she said that, you know, and I said to her, "Is that really true?" And she said, "Oh, yes, that's what they say." So that's what they say equals it's really true. Yeah. So that's what they say. That's Hanshan's cave, but I think it's not really true.
George Washington slept here.
Yeah. Yeah.